Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
Well, good evening to you and welcome to the second and final hour of the show. It is a Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are, of course, powered by SID Media. We are at the tail end of this month of September. It is the Monday edition, which means it is the 30th of September 2024. Can you believe it? The year is fast moving along, and soon and very soon we'll be saying Happy Christmas. We'll be saying, you know, the year has come to an end and all those sort of stuff. We are literally almost at the last quarter of the year. I hope that the year has been good to you, and whatever it is that you wanted to do, I mean, your New Year's resolution at the beginning of the year, I hope they are trailing okay. I hope that you are reaching them one by one. And if you're not, well, you still have like 3 months or so for you to get into it. And so that's why we speak about finance every single Monday, which is a very, very important topic. And today is no different whatsoever. And if you do want to get involved on the show, +2773 470 3520, that is +2773 470 3520. That's the number that you can use if you want to join us on the line. Today, we're talking about active versus passive income. I think if you look at today's economy, there's actually a business case for that, right? So unlocking financial freedom may seem like a daunting task, but it can be done by correctly implementing a financial strategy based on active and passive income. And in today's conversation, we'll be discussing the difference between the two and how one can leverage them for best financial outcomes. Like I said, it's a timely conversation. One that I think is important, especially where we are today. And we are joined by Sisimpumi Mabanga. Sisimpumi, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I am okay. I'm okay. Thank you so much. Not every day that I get called sir, but I appreciate that. But I'm good. Are you well?
I'm well, sir.
Fantastic. Really, I appreciate you. And how's the year so far? You know, I was actually thinking about this thing that we are at almost the end of the year, because I know we don't really wait for the last day of the year to say that the year has ended. But I think fatigue already at work and people are already starting to pack up and all those sort of stuff. How's the year been for you?
Oh, the year has been, I can just say, you know, normally what I would do beginning of the year,
yeah,
it's more of my planting time.
Okay.
So from like September, that's when now I'm looking for harvest. I'm reaping my harvest.
Okay.
So basically, you know, throughout the year, I push myself, you know, to the
yeah.
max.
Yeah.
But I know during this time, this is when now I get the results.
Okay. So the last quarter of the year for you is a very, very interesting time. That's when you look forward to all the good things that, you know, you've, I suppose, planned for yourself, worked hard at, and now you're reaping all the benefits.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Can I just be by your corner there when you enjoy the benefits? You know?
Yeah, plus, you know, Christmas comes once a year.
So once a year, you know?
You'll get your Christmas.
No, I'll be just by the corner. If you need someone that you can put in a bag somewhere, if you are traveling these holidays, please, I'm just a phone call away. Just put me in the bag there. No one is going to notice, you know, just there, you know.
No, definitely.
Anyways, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. For people who may not know you, I know we've had conversations with you before, but for people who may not know you, who is Sisimpumi?
So Sisimpumi is, by profession, I'm a wealth manager.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a small town in Free State called Harrismith.
Yes.
That's where I grew up. Yeah. I come from humble beginnings.
Mm.
And, you know, obviously I just came to Joburg because of my studies.
Yes.
After finishing my studies, you know, I just never went back home because obviously there's no much opportunities back home. So I'm just, I've been in Joburg and, trying to leverage in the city.
Yes, that's really amazing. That's really amazing. Okay, thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about active versus passive income. And I just want us to start first with looking at what do we mean when we speak about active versus passive income? And maybe what is the definition of these both these terms?
Active. So I'm going to start with active. Mm. So, you know, like active income is money you earn.
Okay.
You work. You know, obviously, right now you're working.
Yes.
At the end of the month, you know.
They must pay. They must pay.
Yes.
Yes.
You get your salary.
Yeah.
If you're a waiter, you know, maybe, you know, every day you're getting your tips.
Yes.
Now it's end of the year. A lot of people will be getting bonus.
Bonus. Lucky ones.
Enjoying. Person like me where I'm every on a month-to-month basis, I have my basic salary and obviously I get to have my commission.
Yeah.
So all these things, that's active income.
Okay.
That's active income. It's money that you earn.
Money that you earn. All right. And passive?
Passive income, you know, it can flow from different types of streams.
Okay.
So whether you are, like, for example, now there's like Airbnb, you're renting your home, and there's some bit of like rental income. To talk about dividends and interest, those are like your passive income. So you're like dividends and interest income.
Yeah,
are common forms of passive income.
Yeah.
So you know, with a person who is investing money, obviously, maybe you're taking 1 million, you're putting away an investment for 5 years, and you know, you're waiting for that money to grow on an annual interest rate. For a period of 20 years. That's what we call like your passive income.
Ah, okay. So active is the one where you are doing some or other type of activity that allows you then to earn your money. Like, you know, if you're working, you've got an 8 to 5, blah, blah, blah. That's like your active income. And your passive income, like you said, it's one that comes from a different stream of, income, you know, your dividend and all those sort of stuff. When someone has more than one job now, this is not an investment where they're getting dividends or where they're getting some other interest or whatever the case might be. When they have 2, 3, 4 jobs, are those 3, 4 jobs active or passive?
So in a way that if a person has like 3 or 4 jobs, obviously you are working, you know, and you are going to earn, obviously, that salary or that commission.
Yeah.
So that's also like an active, it's an active income.
Ah, okay. And side hustling?
Well, obviously side hustling does less more passive.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You're saying depending on?
So I was saying side hustling it depends also what exactly is that kind of, side hustle, but it's more of like passive income, you know, the money that you want to make, you know, on an extra, that's more of like a passive income.
Oh, okay. All right. And which one is better? And I was asking side hustling thing because it has suddenly become a term that everyone is either familiar with or people are picking up on side hustling. You know, people have 9 to 5, but they also have a 5 to 9 and all those sort of stuff. And then, like you said, they've got investments here and there just to balance out life, because it does seem like nowadays one job is not enough or one stream of income is not enough, and one has to balance things out just to stretch a little bit of their time, but also a little bit of their income so that they can cover their expenses of the month. Like they say, there's more month than money in a month. And so we want to make sure that we don't do those. So which one is better between the two, and does one need to necessarily have both active and passive?
Obviously, you know, when you're starting out, you want to have like something that is very solid. You know, want to have your income, you know, your salary on a month-to-month basis, which is your active income.
Yeah.
And obviously, like you said, you want to maybe, you know, just for extra, for that extra, because an income is not enough. I mean, with this kind of economy,
you need
an extra job where you can catch, and maybe, you know, with that extra money, you know, you can do something nice for yourself and for your family.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. So in this modern day and age, you need like a bit of both.
Okay.
But you know, however, I mean, if we're talking about, you know, talking about wealth now, if you want to like really create your wealth, you know, you'll never be rich if you're going to be working for somebody else.
Mm, that's true.
You know, you have to actually do your own thing.
Mm.
It might be hard, but yeah, the benefits are great.
Mm. Okay. So having both is actually a good thing. I'm now thinking, is there any legalities that one has to be, I suppose, mindful of if you're going to do both, as in conflict of interest? Maybe you find that some other passive income that you are involved in is actually directly linked to what you do as an active form of gaining, you know, income, money and all that. Does one need to be aware of such things?
It depends also on the kind of job, you know, that you will be doing.
Mm.
Because obviously there are certain jobs, obviously, whereby there'll be conflict of interest,
you
understand?
Mm.
So you just have to understand that, which as long as you are not conflicting. And then obviously you're working 9 to 5 and also your side hustle also requires you, with, you know, during those hours, you understand?
Mm.
So now even how are you going to balance things out? So as long as it does not, you know, hinder you in terms of your actual job, and you can just balance it like after hours.
Yeah.
Or whether weekends, if you're off on weekends and you know that you can start like pushing you know, your side hustle, that's perfectly fine.
Sure. Okay. That is perfect. And it seems like we are working. Eh? I mean, we have to now work even on weekends, just to get that passive income, you know, balancing things out. Life is becoming very difficult. Eh?
Yeah, very, very difficult.
So we don't have time to ourselves now. We don't have time for any other family, you know, and all that.
We're talking with someone who's like, yo, the way life is these days, the moment you wake up, it's money.
It's money. Just breathing.
Breathing alone is money. You know, I'm telling you.
It's really difficult. Afford. Yeah, no, we can't. So I suppose that...
They say you must sleep 8 hours. No.
No, we can't.
Not in this day and age. We have to work.
I know, we have to work. Life is becoming really, really expensive and all that. And then I suppose, like you're saying, there's a business case for both these, having an active and passive income. I do think that it's nice, though, every now and then, a little 5 tawanyana from a dividend interest somewhere. You know, it just makes life a little bit more nicer, because then at least you've worked. You know, every quarter there's something coming through, and you can balance things out in that quarter. Hey? So unlike just nothing coming through, you know? Yeah.
It is
stressful.
You're going to Mashonisa's, not living to debt.
Hey, and they're charging that's 50%. Yeah.
That's not life.
Definitely. Okay. Is it possible then to generate passive income without, I suppose, initial funds invested upfront? Are there such opportunities that you know about?
You know, with the rise, obviously, of the internet and growing digitalization of economies, you know, more avenues have opened, you know, for creating such income sources with little or no money, you know, upfront. So basically, I mean, passive income is not a get-rich-quick scheme.
Yeah.
It's not. Or a way to make money without effort. It's more, it requires an upfront investment of time, of skill, and sometimes money.
Okay. So you're saying time, skill, and sometimes money. We shouldn't be fixated on that. It will always require, you know, like literal money. But maybe the skill that you have, the time that you have, you can look at how you can, I suppose, take advantage of it by, you know, generating some other income. It's not always going to be money that's required. It can be your time or your skill.
True. Just, you know, like these days, the best thing you can do to yourself is always just trying to learn a new skill, always trying to just figure out what skill that you can learn. Because skill is really important. You know, once you've acquired that skill, you're good.
Yeah.
Okay, you can make something.
Yeah. Okay. That's really interesting. And I look forward to that. And how about then we get into what are some of those passive income ideas that, you know, one can use to generate some sort of wealth, or at least put themselves on the road to wealth generation?
Yeah, there could be many avenues that, I mean, it depends also on interest. Mm. You understand? Mm. It depends also on your interest. I mean, if you're good with IT,
yeah,
you know, depends. If you're good with IT, you can open yourself with like a nice, you know, app. Mm. You understand? You start to develop yourself an app. Mm. If you're good with, like, even clothes, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can never doubt anything because, you know, I know somebody who's just merely selling clothes, but it's making, like, millions.
Yo.
You understand?
Yo.
Just millions.
Yo.
So it's just, you know, you just start where you are.
Yo.
With what you have and what is it that interests you.
Mm.
It could be anything. You can teach online. There's, you know, now at least, you know, we have like Wi-Fi, internet. You can teach online.
Mm.
I mean, if you have a car, if you decide, okay, let me just do more of Uber.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Social media. I mean, social media is also a way now to make money. That's what we have. Like, a lot of people are just making money through social media.
So there's no reason whatsoever for one to say there's nothing out there to actually pursue, because it seems like there's a lot of things to do out there, especially like you said, with digitization and the internet. You know, we can do this on that. And I was looking at even this teaching English thing that you're also referring to. It has really become...
I used to do that, actually.
Okay, and how was it?
No, it was fantastic. I don't want to lie. It was good.
Okay,
If I had the time, I'd do it.
Let's actually get into that one. I mean, it is quite confusing, I suppose, for a lot of people, because it seems like there's quite a lot of service providers in this thing, and one can never know if this service provider is the true one and all that. But please take us through that, just as that one idea, which I think is really an interesting one. What's the process? How do we go about it?
So also with this online teaching. So how I remember, I did it when I was in varsity.
Yeah, yeah.
I was actually working for a company whereby we go to work and then we start teaching. Obviously, like, it was mainly children and adults. It was everybody based in China.
Okay.
So it was a company, and you know, the good thing through that company, you get to obtain your... There's a certificate, what's this called?
The TEFL or something like that.
TESOL.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it's TESOL, sometimes they call it TEFL.
Yeah.
So the first step, you just have to get that.
Yeah.
You know, get yourself, like, if you're looking into that field, just get yourself a TESOL, a TFL certificate.
Yeah.
And you know, you have your degree. And then, you know, nowadays, I mean, there's a lot of people, even on social media, if you know someone on social media, you know that you know, and they might be even in China or Korea or I don't know. I mean, you don't feel free to just, you know, DM, SMS, or whatever, you know, just to, you know, get in contact with the person. I think because that would be like a very, like, a secure source. You know, it's somebody that's doing it, somebody in China that can else hook you up with such opportunities. You know, you don't want to be like scammed, like you said.
Yes.
Yourself, those things are not, you know, reliable.
Yeah.
You know, just if you know a friend or anybody, just, you know, you can just reach them and just ask them. And there's a lot of opportunities. And once, obviously, if, you know, somebody, like, I have a friend who's in China.
Yeah.
They know more, and they know which one pays, and which school pays more, and, you know, things like that. So they can just really, like, send you all the information, and then you can just start applying. As long as you have your laptop and your Wi-Fi, your quiet space. I mean, a good thing also, you get to choose whether you want to work. I mean, that's so nice. You get to choose the hours you want to work in the week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so in a week, they will give you like a certain hours that you should be working.
Ah.
So you decide, and you get to decide, okay, do you want to work in the evening? Obviously, I think evening with us, it would be maybe in the a.m., but with them,
yes,
in the morning or
yes,
like, yeah, during the
yes
day. But I know, like, when you're working in, like, in the a.m.s with us, it's more money than if you decide that.
Oh. You know,
yeah, so when you're working in the a.m.s, like, during the nighttime, it's more money.
Okay, so a.m. on our side, like, your early mornings, it will be evening on their side.
Yes, I'm not sure if it will be evening or during the day, but somewhere
there. Oh, okay. All right.
And it pays more money.
And it pays more money, right? And some of these institutions where one can go and learn, they also do placements, I understand.
Yes. So, yeah, there are such institutions. Just maybe just verify if you know that institution is legit, and then, you know, they can do that
for yes you. Okay, all right. And what are some of the risks then? And I'm speaking now broadly, generally, when one, you know, tries to pursue some or other passive income, whether it's investments, it's you know, side hustling and all those sort of stuff. What would you say are the things to look out for?
You know, when it comes to these things, nothing is really guaranteed. With every single income or passive income, you know, source, it require an investment or either time, you know, or money. So nothing is guaranteed, and for that initial time and money investment, you know, you can't really put your faith and be like, this
is gonna work.
Yeah, nothing is guaranteed, man.
Yeah, you're taking a risk in life generally. You're taking a risk, I suppose, and it can work, it can't work, you never know. But I suppose it's better than just staying and not doing anything.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You just have to.
Sure. Okay, as we draw to a close then, how would you advise a person to make the most out of their passive income? Say maybe I decide I want to go the teaching route, teaching English route, you know, investments and all. How do I maximize those type of opportunities? How do I make the most out of them?
Just invest more of your time.
Okay.
In something. If you, for example, if you're doing your teaching, I mean, just invest more hours. Whether I know sometimes you can even, let's say, for example, you work in two different schools. The other one, maybe you work during, you know, in the a.m. And the other one, maybe you give yourself a little bit of 3 hours in the morning. You understand? So try to just obviously have to maximize and invest your time. And with that money, also, as you're getting that money, you also put it somewhere.
Yeah.
Whatever that you want to do, whatever side hustle.
That's lovely.
That you feel like, or if you, sometimes also, you don't have to rush and wanting to do something. Even if you don't really have an idea, I think just save money. One day, you'll know. Once you know, you're ready and you feel like, you know, you want to do something, or something might spark you, or some business might spark you, at least you have something, you know. Like a startup capital that you can use for yourself. In fact, you can't be just working and not saving any money.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
So as you're working, you have to save, even if it's little, but, you know, just put that away.
I'm just thinking how great that would actually be, particularly young people maybe who are still at school, university for that matter, and they double up by teaching English and all that. They don't really have a lot of expenses, so they can save up this money. By the time they graduate, they've got a huge amount of money that's just waiting for them to actually start their lives better. Unlike some of us, when we started, you know, you had debts, you had to get into debts and all those sort of stuff, student loans and sounds like it's a great idea, actually.
Absolutely. No, I would recommend it to anyone just looking for something, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you work at home.
Yeah.
On your laptop. You just teach. There's not going to be a boss who's going to be on your neck.
Definitely.
Anything like, you understand? So it gives a bit of like a freedom. It's like, it's more like, you feel like it's more like an entrepreneurial thing.
Yeah.
You just,
Yeah, and it prepares people to become entrepreneurs so that they can generate their own income without necessarily always looking at getting to work and all those sort of stuff. Okay, how do we round this up, this conversation, active versus passive income? What would be your last thoughts? And maybe if people want to use your services, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay, so if people want to use my service, they can contact me on my number.
Mm-hmm.
So my number is both available via phone calls and WhatsApp, which is
063-049-7432.
I'm also on LinkedIn as Nompumelelo Mabanga. So they can also like check my profile on LinkedIn, or if you want to send me a direct email, my email is Mbumi Mabanga at cedar.co.za.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate your time and helping us clarify these things. We have a lot of time. You don't need money always to start your passive income. Even your time and your skills that you have, we can explore some of these things and make a little bit of money. Thank you, ma'am, and may God bless you as well.
Oh, thank you. God bless you as well.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thank you.
That was Sise Mpumi Mabanga talking to us this evening about active and passive income. What's the difference between the two? And more importantly, how does one go about it? As she mentioned, you don't always need money. Because I think a lot of us think that, oh, I need money before I can start any side hustling, no, or any passive income. Because she did say that, side hustling kind of falls into the passive income group. But you don't always need money. And we've explored that you can teach English, right? Get that certificate. I think it's going for about 1,000 rand these days because of the demand and everything. So it's really, really cheap and you can make money. Instead of sitting at home on a Sunday for 12 hours doing nothing, you could be using that time, at least 3 hours of that time, teaching English here and there. You never know where that might take you. You might just be on a flight to China one of these days as they need your services a little bit more. But I think you also learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about yourself. Young people as well who don't have the burden of bonds and cars and all this stuff. You can start doing that instead of just sitting and grooving all the time. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with going to groove. I mean, that's something else. But instead of always going to groove, why don't you share the time between groove and teaching a little bit of English here and there and make a little bit of passive income. You get paid, you take that money, put it in an investment somewhere. 3-4 years when you graduate. When you graduate 3-4 years later, you still have a little bit of money that you can then take and start your life. I think that's the best way to go about it. And I might be wrong, but I think that's the best way about it. But thank you so much to Sis Mpumi for helping us and giving us a little bit of insights around those. I hope you can start your own passive income going forward. And I'd definitely like to hear from you. +277 347 035 20. That is +277 347 035 20.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.